Hi, this is Kasha McDaniel with Blue Diamond Staging and Design, and today we're going to talk about what is light staging and does Blue Diamond provide that service. So let me start off with what is light staging. It's normally used in vacant homes for those homeowners who may be short on cash. You may also know it as vignette staging, and what it looks like is if you have a vacant room, like say a living room, for example, and you want to do a vignette, what they do is kind of in the corner of the room, they may put a chair, not like a big armchair or anything like that, but something kind of like a sitting chair, like a desk chair, and then maybe put a vase by it or some pillows or, you know, a blanket, something like that. And that's the vignette, and that's the picture that they take of the living room. Or maybe in a bedroom, they may put a beanbag or something, maybe some toys in a basket. That's vignette staging. And Blue Diamond Staging and Design does not provide that service for a couple of reasons. Mainly because it really doesn't do anything for the homeowner. It really doesn't help them. Because buyers are looking for how the room is set up, how the furniture is arranged, so that they can also visually see that, yes, you can fit a sectional here, or they can fit a little love seat and a chair or a couch or whatever it is they have in that room. So I don't believe light staging does anything for the homeowner. I mean, that's the whole idea. My job is to actually help the homeowner get their house sold faster. And in my mind, vignette staging, light staging doesn't do anything for pictures, number one, because when you take a picture, all you see is the corner of the room, you know, or if you see a picture, the whole picture of the room, you see the whole empty room and then something in the corner or something like, you know, pillows on a fireplace and that's it. You know, that doesn't show you how you can use the room. What's the intent there? Basically it doesn't help the homeowner. It doesn't show, the buyers how they can use the space. It's basically a waste of money in my opinion, and I don't do that. I don't provide light staging because buyers want to see how the furniture is set up. So what I do is we may pick several rooms, not the whole house if a house is vacant, to stage those important rooms like the living room, the kitchen, the master bedroom. You know, those are the important rooms that a buyer wants to see how to set up the furniture, how it best works in the space, and be enticed by the photos to come in. If they see pictures of just a few pillows in a corner, maybe some stuffed animals, and that's it, that doesn't show them anything. And then they can start picking on, okay, maybe there's holes in the wall or there's cracks in the floor. There's nothing to emotionally get them to come into the home, fall in love with the home. And that's what we're trying to do. So, light staging, I don't recommend it for homeowners to do that. Again, it's just a waste of their money, especially when they're cash strapped. But just so you know, vacant homes do take twice as long to sell. So that's why I recommend putting in rental furniture, getting your pictures done, have them in there so when people come through for the showings, they actually see what the home can look like with furniture in it. Because sometimes the room may look really small in an empty room. It seriously, even though it may be huge, I've had one room where the master bedroom looked kind of small from the picture, from the angle that it was taken. But I actually fit a king-size bed in there along with two nightstands. And the king-size bed is huge, right? So that's why I recommend staging certain rooms when it's vacant, and I don't recommend light staging. For these and other home staging tips, check out my blog at bluediamondstaginganddesign.com.